AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A Food and Drug Administration advisory panel recommends emergency approval for the single-dose Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine.
This is the third vaccine authorized for emergency use. Dr. Anthony Fauci calls them highly effective.
Each of them are very effective against severe disease, and virtually all of them say that you look at the data and it's clear that you get essentially no hospitalizations or deaths.
FDA advisors say the benefits of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine outweigh the risks, but new supplies of vaccine are needed to keep up with variants of the virus. Dr. Fauci says they're working on that.
We will conduct a phase one study, which we will begin in mid-March.
Shipments of a few million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine could begin as early as Monday. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Biden, First Lady Jill Biden visit a Houston food bank and tour and meet with officials at the Harris County Emergency Operations Center. The president getting a briefing on the damage caused by the massive winter storm, power failures, and loss of water service to millions of people in the city and across Texas.
We're not here today as Democrats or Republicans. We're here today as Americans. The American leaders with responsibility, all of us here in this parking lot, responsibility to all the people we serve.
More than 40 people lost their lives in the storm and the aftermath in Texas. House Democratic leaders say there is overwhelming public support as well as business and labor backing of President Biden's $1.9 trillion pandemic recovery and relief bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the measure covers four basic needs.
Vaccinations in the arms of the American people, money into the pockets, children into the schools, workers back into their jobs.
The $15 an hour minimum wage proposal is expected to remain in the package. This is AP News. A U.S. intelligence report has been declassified about the killing of a U.S.-based dissident, Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He died in 2018 at the Saudi embassy in Istanbul, Turkey. Report says Saudi Arabia's crown prince likely approved his killing. The prince said in 2019 he took full responsibility since it happened on his watch, but denied ordering it. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the Biden administration has imposed visa restrictions on 76 Saudi citizens involved in threatening dissidents abroad.
What we've done by the actions that we've taken is really not to rupture the relationship, but to recalibrate it, to be more in line with our interests and our values.
An Ohio woman and member of the Oath Keepers militia group charged with being in on the plot to attack the Capitol has disavowed the group. Jessica Watkins telling the judge she is appalled and humiliated by her arrest. The judge ordered her to remain behind bars. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.